Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with me, your radio talk show host, Dr. Beverly L. Swanson. A talk show of real people with real stories, real testimonies that will inspire you and me to moving forward into our breakthrough. So glad to have you today. Now we're going to move forward to inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough with Dr. Beverly L. Swanson.
Well, welcome back again, everyone. This is Dr. Beverly, and unfortunately, there were some technical difficulties in the studio when I tried to do that broadcast at 10 a.m. However, for the last 20 minutes, we've been finagling back here and making sure that this does get aired. So I do hope that all that was attempting to come in and listen, it has been sent back out, that the broadcast is live right now. And it is my hope and prayer that you do come back and hear what the Lord has placed in my heart. Now, what I had mentioned earlier, as I had written a description about this urgent broadcast, this very special broadcast that I'm doing now for the women across the nation and globally, to the nationwide audience and to all my international audience as well, I wrote here that very late Tuesday night, as I slipped into my sleep state, the Lord had given me a dream. Throughout the years, He had given me dreams of chaos and mayhem in our country. Well, last night, on Tuesday night, He had given me one as close as our backyard. And I tell you, He has said that it is time. He had once a clarion call for women to come together nationwide, to gather together, commune together, and pray. So that is what this broadcast is about. So I won't labor before you long, but I do want to share with each and all what is on the Father's heart that He has impressed me to share with you. It is time. It is time to train and retrain daughters to pray, sisters to pray, women to pray prophetically with confidence, the true living Word of God, the Word that creates, the Word that manifests change and destroys the work of the enemy. We have opened our home, ladies, to jewelry parties, book parties, and there is nothing wrong with that. But we are talking about our legacy now. The legacy of our children, our family, our country, and the love of God. It is time to open our home for the essentials of prayer. My sisters, you don't have to be a woman of God, a scholar, or have a degree. All you have to have is a heart of love for the Lord, a believer in the gospel of Jesus. Think of the magnitude of divine favor and protection it would be for the family and all that are near and dear. The power of agreement in prayer by women that are passionate and purposed, fervently standing up, using our voices for our families and others globally before the Lord. To be in agreement for our cities, our communities, and family, how powerful is that? It is time. It is time for us to go back to basics of prayer and expound on it for a time such as this. I am asking all women who believe in the love of God for a time such as this to let us unite in prayer and hope with great expectation and watch God move across the country, our cities, our communities, our schools, and our families. Yes, even our government. We must meet for prayer, and we can do that, ladies, anywhere. We can meet for prayer in our backyards. We can meet for prayer poolside in apartment complexes or condominium complexes. And we can lift our voices to heaven. Let us reach out to teenagers as well and teach and prepare them now to pray in groups, in group meetings, in clubs, for their schools, their future, their education, their marriages, and for their children now in advance. How powerful that would be. Prayer will become as natural for them as texting or talking on the phone with a friend. And our little ones, our children, and our great-grandchildren, let us start teaching them how to pray and tell Jesus they love them now, early in their years, making it as natural as teaching them how to count to 10 or their ABCs, and tie their shoes. Yes, my dear sisters, it is time to go back to the basics of prayer. It is time to push back against the enemy in numbers that has been pushing against us. The enemies of God try to push prayer out of our schools, and many have been successful. He has tried to push prayer out of business sites and has done so successfully, but he cannot push prayer out of our hearts. Yes, it is time for us to commune and lift up our voice, our greatest weapon of love and prayer, before the Lord our God. Doing so is like representing someone in the courtroom in truth. And that is what we're doing. That is exactly what we would be doing. Representing someone that you care about. Representing your children. Representing your country. And global events before the Lord our God in the court of heaven itself with the help of our mediator, Jesus. Ladies, Jesus, who is the Word, mediates all words to the court. And little do we realize, my sisters, that we do this all the time in the natural. We are always defending our children, our husbands, our families, many. Only this time, as we unite, commune, and start prayer meetings and clubs, we are doing it this time. Defending our children, our husbands, our family, in prayer before the Lord. I have been flooded with dreams again of chaos and mayhem in our nation. The Lord has shown me that it is as close as our own backyard. Yes, far worse than we see it now, even with the deaths that have occurred most recently in the past 24 to 40 hours. Yes, even more so. And he has given me instructions, ladies, to pull women together across the land to pray. I will help you. I can email direction and guidelines to follow and walk you through and stay connected with you for updates, direction, and testimonies, reporting, and more. You won't just be praying for your families, my sisters. You will be praying for all families, not just your city, but all cities, not just your jobs or finances, but all who are in need of jobs and finances. This may not be for everyone, you're thinking. So how do I know, Dr. Bev, that this is for me? Well, I tell you, if this broadcast touches your heart, then it is for you. If it does not, then it's not for you. It's as simple as that. But the Lord says, it is time, and it is now. And as a messenger and a mouthpiece of the Lord, committed to his service, therefore I do, and therefore we do. So come, my sisters in Christ, let us do. Let us form prayer teams amongst and within our family, our friends, our neighbors. Let us hold prayer meetings in our homes, at community centers, churches, apartments, senior centers, book clubs. Here's what we can expect. If we are obedient to what the Lord is saying to us as women, natural warriors of prayer, women, that's who we are. Many times in the Bible, it addresses women coming together and pray. Women going before the prophet in prayer. Women going before the Lord in prayer. And it changed things for them. It brought family members back to life. It changed things. God hears the cries, the prayers, the fervent prayers of women. And together, ladies, we are powerful in prayer. Here is what we can expect. Number one, as we submit ourselves to the Lord's service, he will honor our prayer with signs, wonders, and miracles by the movement of his Spirit. To those that feel that they are weak in prayer will be strengthened, becoming strong and powerful in prayer. Number three, the Lord will bless the facilitator who commits her time and place for prayer because of her obedience, allowing herself to be used on his behalf. I assure your heart, you do not need to be a scholar or have a degree. One simply has to have a heart and passion for Jesus and yield to the Holy Spirit. I again will provide instructions for all who are interested in forming a prayer group, as well as lead and guide you through. The Lord has shown me again those many dreams and visions over the past several years as to what is forthcoming, the most recent being just these days ago. I'm not going to go into them in depth for time's sake, but however, I will say again and again and again that chaos is as near as our backyard, far more than what we've seen these past 24 and 48 hours, and it is imperative to rise up and collectively war against it in prayer. Please don't be fooled by the media or negative people that will try to deter you. There is still time for our country, this nation, our families, our children, our marriages, our relationships, our ministries, our business. Prayer does change things. If you are interested in starting a prayer group, my dear sisters, within your family, within your neighborhood, within your community, within your church, and would like to have direction, you can email me one of two places. You can email me at info@drbeverlylswanson.com. That's drbeverlylswanson.com. Or you can email me at drbeverlylswanson@gmail.com or email me at book. You can also call me. The business line is 916-320-5482. But don't hesitate. Contact me and let's get things started in your family, in your home, in your community, in your neighborhood. And may the Lord bless you all. Before I leave, I promise not to labor before you long. But before I leave the broadcast, of course, I want to pray for the events of the past several days and the future of our nation, our country, our families. And before we end completely, I want to play for you a song by Hillsong that talks about the power of love. There is no greater weapon than the power of love, my sisters, for love is God and God is love. The enemy is portraying hate, anger, bitterness, hatred like we've never seen before. But I am still believing in the word of God. And the word says that love never fails. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as you have mandated, O God, I have delivered your message to the women across the nation, O God, and across globally, what is in your heart, O Lord. I thank you that you have equipped us to be able to raise our voices in prayer, speaking the prophetic word of God in faith and trust, and know that it can and will change things. I thank you, Lord, that you have equipped us with this powerful gift of prayer. And I thank you, Lord God, that the women, your daughters, are listening to this mandate. And as we speak now, Lord God, they are thinking who they can connect with to come together and lift up voices to the throne room of God, to the courtroom of heaven itself, calling forth love, Father God, in blankets and waves to be released upon this land in the heart of man. Lord, we belong to you. Each and every one, every race, every color, and every country, Lord, has one God who is Abba Father, and that is you. Therefore, we are all family in the name of Jesus. And Father, desensitize, O God, the enemy, O God. Obliterate, annihilate, disintegrate in the name of Jesus what they have launched across and upon your children. And, O God, in the name of Jesus, let our leaders, Lord God, the spiritual leaders, the pastors, the preachers, Lord God, and the government leaders adhere to the mighty living word of God. And I speak justice. Justice, O God, to this land, and that it return to in God we trust. O Lord, the ground is grumbling and groaning with the blood that has been spilled of your sons and your daughters. But we will not bend or bow to Satan and his tactics. In the name of Jesus, we as your daughters and women across this nation and the world will come together and cry out to God for righteousness and holiness upon this land, in our families, in our homes, and in our churches. Thank you once again, oh God, for the women right now who will respond to this mandate, this clarion call. Oh God, bless them in advance. Open doors for them to commune. Let the women come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. There will be no difficulties forming meetings and teams to the glory of God. Give us the wisdom and insight that we need, oh God, to change the what's going on in our nation and our country and the heart of man. Father, I lift up those that have recently lost their lives and those within these past months that have lost their lives to violence, unfair justice, oh God. I lift up their families to you, Father, that you heal their hearts, their broken hearts, heal their children, and give them the peace that only Jesus himself can give them. For there is no word, Father, that can truly comfort the family of those that have been victimized by the violence that is upon our land. Oh, God, we will continue to pray. Let their needs be met over in abundance according to your word, O God. And in the name of Jesus, let an end to the violence come now to the glory of God. Let the bloodshed stop in the name of Jesus. Let the laws, Father God, that supposedly put in place to protect and serve mean something to those who are assigned to these businesses, Lord God, those who that are assigned, Lord God, to the departments that are supposed to protect and serve and stop the execution on the sidewalks, Lord God. Oh, Father, protect our children. Protect our families. Protect our homes. As we lift up our voice to you, we believe in the word of God. We trust in the word of God. We forever speak that love conquers all, and the honor and the only praise. Father, I say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my ladies, my sisters, it is time to end this broadcast. From the heart of me, that you share this broadcast with all women. Share this broadcast so that they have an opportunity to hear the clarion call of God, so that women around the nation will come together collectively and pray. Please share this broadcast. It is immediately saved in an archive that you can listen to over and over again. And I look forward to hearing from those to become a part of this across the nation. Contact me. And again, the Lord still reigns forever and forever. Amen. I love you more.